Jack Dial was a short-range ballistic missile. The North adding the launch was a warning to military warmongers in South Korea who are set to soon hold joint military exercises with the United States. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
The test raises further doubts about working-level nuclear talks, which were supposed to resume shortly after last month's meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. In an interview with the U.S. cable television network Fox News, Trump downplayed the importance of the missile test. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the TV network he still believes negotiations will start in just a handful of weeks. North Korea wants the United States to provide security guarantees and relax sanctions in exchange for partial steps to dismantle its nuclear program. The United States has insisted it will not ease sanctions unless Pyongyang commits to totally abandoning its nuclear program. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
North Korea has given the United States until the end of the year to change its approach to the talks. Trump insists he is in no hurry to reach a deal. More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at the Hong Kong airport Friday. The demonstrators and airport staff warned visitors of recent demonstrations that have led to injuries and also criticized the police response.
The main goal for us is to let more people around the world know what's actually happening in Hong Kong in recent months.
The protests stem from a call to end the now suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses to China for trial. Another march is planned for Saturday in Yuen Long. This is VOA News. A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing dozens. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkposts in Takhar province.